Welcome to the New Point Community Church Podcast. This message is part of our series, At the Movies. Join us for our summer blockbuster message series as together we search for timeless truths revealed in Hollywood's biggest films. I hope you enjoy today's message.
It was one of the biggest blockbusters of 2015. Maybe you saw it. Maybe you didn't. But I want to give you a little bit of a background as we jump into this today, as we're in this series called At the Movies. This was located off the shore of Costa Rica, and the Jurassic World Luxury Resort provided a habitat for an array of genetically intelligent engineered dinosaurs, including the vicious and intelligent Indominus Rex. And what ends up happening is this massive creature escapes and begins to run rampant through the park. And there was a chain reaction, as you can imagine, and it caused the other dinosaurs to do the same. And it just created a few problems. Everything seemed to go wrong. Everyone was in fear, and no one really knew what to do. And sometimes that's the way it is in life. Something is let loose in our life, and it begins to run, and it causes other things in our life to go awry, amok. And we're overwhelmed, and we just don't know how to handle it. And that's what was going on there. And it was up to Owen, a former military man, to be able to use his special skills, his special abilities, to save two young boys. They were brothers, and literally the rest of the gang that was there in the park. And what I want to do today is I want to help you develop some skills, because you're going to have problems too. And no doubt, you have some right now. And so you picked a great day to be at New Point. Because here's what I want us to understand. Life is a series of problems. Maybe not as scary and as big as what we just saw there. But they're there. And we have a tendency to think that life should not be filled with problems. That it should be just a walk in a park. And yet you know and I know that's not true. You see, I believe that life is a series of problem solving opportunities for you and for me. And the problem is when you and I face that issue, that challenge, that disappointment, that problem, is how you and I will respond, how you and I will view it, because it plays a major, major role in whether we're able to solve it or whether it masters us. Now, here's the great news about Jesus. Jesus is always straight up and straightforward with us. And John records something that he said to his family, his friends. You and I know them as the disciples. And here's what John records. He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. That's great, isn't it? That's what we all want. That's what we all desire. But then he goes on. Here's what he says. He says, in the world you will have tribulation and trials and distress, problems, maybe, quote unquote, some dinosaurs chasing you, and frustration. But be of good what? Be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. Wow, are you kidding me? How can I do that? Well, he gives us the answer. He says, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Now, what's he saying here? He is saying that in your world, in my world, we're going to have problems. You see, problems are inevitable. They're just inevitable. You're going to have them. I'm going to have them. We're all going to have them. We have to understand that. Problems are also unpredictable. Problems are also impartial. I mean, every single one of us has to deal with them day in and day out. Here's another thought about problems. They're consistent. They're consistent. And that's what was going on in Jurassic World. So I want you to watch this clip. Let's come back and talk about it. Wow. Maybe that's how you feel, a little bit like Owen there. Your heart is racing. You're in a panic mode because of a problem. So let me ask you today, what's the problem that you're dealing with? Might not be a T-Rex, but you might feel like it is. What is that problem? You see, what happens many times is we ask the wrong question. We ask the question, how can I avoid problems? Well, we just learned that problems are inevitable. They're consistent. They're impartial. So, you know what? You're never going to avoid problems. It's part of life. So the question isn't, how can I avoid my problems? The question is, how can I invite God to help me with my problems? It's giving God an invitation to come in and to work in our lives and to help us with these problems that, as we just saw there, quote unquote, wants to eat us up. Well, Isaiah lets us know a great insight when he records these words. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Listen to me. Here's one of the keys of dealing with life's problems. You have to have a purpose bigger than your problems. Truth be known, most of us don't. And so we get swallowed up by our problems because our purpose in life is so small. And what Isaiah is saying is that those people who keep their purpose clear and firm, they experience perfect peace. Why? Because they're trusting in God. They're saying, God, I want to fulfill your purpose for my life. And when you have a purpose in your life, what happens is you tend to view the problems that come along in a totally different way, with a totally different perspective. And you begin to see that God has a plan for your problems. There's a purpose that he wants to draw your attention to right there. Peter, one of the disciples that Jesus said to, in this world you will have trials, you will have tribulations, you will have frustrations, you will have problems, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Be certain, be confident. He heard those words, and he experienced those words so much that he wrote about it. And here's what he has to say. Friends, when life gets really difficult and hard and unbearable, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Isn't that kind of how we think? I got this problem. I got this issue. I've got this challenge in front of me. God, where are you? Don't you care? Pete said, I've been there. I've been there. He says, don't think that God isn't on the job just because you're experiencing problems. He said, instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. That you're not experiencing anything that Christ didn't experience. And then he says this, this is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. Wow. So what do we catch from Peter? Peter is saying that there's a purpose for whatever you're going through. There's a purpose in that problem that you're facing today that you feel is just chasing you down and coming after you. And so what I want to do, just like Owen had to use some special skills to save those two young brothers, you and I have to develop some skills, some understandings. Otherwise, our problem is going to eat our lunch. They're going to eat you. And so what I want to do is I want to help you understand how God uses problems in all of our life. And so here's the first way. God uses problems to direct me. To direct me. He uses problems to direct me. And this is so important. God will use a problem in your life to change the direction of your life. Look at what Proverbs 16:9 has to say. A person may plan his own journey, and we do, don't we? I mean, we've got it all planned out. But the Lord directs his steps. What's he saying here? He is saying that you and I can make our plans, and we should. It's smart to make your plans. But you need to come to the realization that God is going to direct your steps. Now, how does he change the direction of your life, and how does he change the direction of my life? You ready for this? Problems. He will allow you, he will allow me to experience a problem. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed how problems have a way of changing our direction? You got this nice laid out plan, and then problems begin to rise, and you begin to think, uh-oh, it's not working the way that I thought. And what happens is you end up changing your directions. And so God uses problems in Dwight's life, in your life, to direct us. Now, sometimes a problem won't get our attention quick enough. And so here's what he writes in Proverbs 20:30. Sometimes it takes a painful experience to get us to change our ways. And so sometimes God will allow a problem to come in your life, and if that doesn't get your attention, then he turns up the heat. He allows you and I to experience the pain of that problem. See, we don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. And I'm sure that many of us here today could say, you know what? I would have never changed my ways if it wasn't for that painful experience. Matter of fact, some of you are here today. You know why? You've had a painful experience. And you're saying, you know what? I need to go a new direction in my life, and we're glad that you're here. But God uses problems in your life and in my life to direct us. Here's what the psalmist or Paul has to say. He says, I am glad. He's talking to his friends. I am glad not because it hurt you, but because the pain turned you to God. Wow. You know, I can tell you right now, I would have never turned to God if it were not for the pain that I experienced in my life. Life isn't working very well, Dwight. You want to continue down this path of pain? God got my attention. Maybe that's why you're here today. God wants you to change directions. And so he's allowed problems in your life, maybe some pretty painful ones, to get your attention and say to you, you know what? I want you to go a different direction. I want you to go a different path. And so here's the question for us today. Where is your current problem directing you and guiding you? Think about that problem that you have. Where is it guiding you? Where is it directing you? You see, maybe you applied for a loan for a house and you didn't get it. And you're mad. And the reason why you didn't get it is because, you know what? Truthfully, it would have strapped you too much. And so God's changed your direction. Maybe there's something going on in your marriage. You've got a problem there, and God's wanting you to say, God, how do you want me to change my direction and how I'm relating to my wife or how I'm relating to my husband? See, it's so important that we understand how God uses problems in our life. Here's the good news. God not only uses problems in our life to direct us, he uses problems in our life to inspect us. And this is so huge. I want you to watch this clip because you'll see something going on here because they have a problem. And Hoskins and Owens is in a conversation. Check this out. See what's going on there? Two different attitudes. Two different approaches. Two different motives. They're dealing with a problem. They're dealing with an issue. And so God will use your problems. He'll use my problems to inspect me. To inspect us, to find out what's really going on in your heart. Because listen to me, we're all like tea bags. You don't know what we're like until we're in hot water. And then guess what? Things begin to surface. And God will use problems to inspect me. Look at what Jeremiah has to say. He says, the Lord searches our hearts and examines our deepest motives so he can teach each person his right reward or give each person his right reward according to his deeds and how he has lived. He's saying, I inspect you because I want you to be able to receive your reward. And the only way that you're ultimately going to receive your reward is if your motive is right and if your motive is pure, if your motive is good. You see, God's always led this way. The writer of Deuteronomy lets us know about the Israelites. And here's what he says. God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. Do you realize that the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land could have gotten there in about 2 weeks? And yet they stayed in the desert for 40 years. You know why? So that God could test their heart. Now, God knew their heart. He wanted them to know their heart. And the best way in which you find out why you're really doing something is to experience problems. And God will use it to inspect you. He'll use it to inspect me. And what happens is you can see it in people, can't you? We've all seen that. When the difficult times come, you find out where people really are in life or in a relationship. And so God not only uses problems to direct me, but he uses problems to inspect me. And so let me ask you a question today. What does this problem reveal about me? The problem that you're involved in right now, does it reveal that you're immature? Does it reveal that you are mature? Does it reveal, fill in the blank, what does it reveal about you? Because as I said, we're all like tea bags. You don't know what's in us until we're in hot water. You see, here's what we have to understand. God is more interested in your character than he is in your comfort. That's why he will inspect you. That's why he will inspect me. You see, we're more interested in our image than our integrity. We're more interested in the exterior instead of the interior. We're more obsessed with comfort than we are with character. See, what happens is many times you and I are more obsessed with that which is opposite of what God is interested in. And so he'll say, Dwight, you know what? I'm going to just allow you to experience some of this because I'm going to show you what's really in your heart. I'm going to reveal the real Dwight. So God uses problems to direct me and to inspect me. And God will allow you to even have that painful experience. And some of you are right there, right now, because God wants to get your attention. And instead of blaming someone else or pointing fingers towards someone else, why don't you just ask this question? What does this problem reveal about me? Who does this say I really am? And let's become more concerned with our integrity than our image, our character than our comfort. You see, God will test you to see if you really believe what you say you believe. But you know what? There's much more to our problems than just God using them to direct us and inspect us. He'll use them to correct us. He'll use it to correct me. God will use problems in your life as well as my life to correct us. And this is huge because it may be him getting your attention, my attention, letting us know that we're off track, that he wants us to get back on track. The Hebrew writer lets us in on this. Says, the Lord corrects the people he loves, and he disciplines those he calls his own. Wow. And so the fact of the matter is, when God loves you, if you know him as the forgiver of your sins and the leader of your life, then what happens is he will allow problems to come into your life to correct you, to get you back on course. Why? Because he's mad at you? No, many times we think that God's mad at us because we have all these problems. And maybe God just wants to correct you, bring you back into alignment. The Hebrew writer goes on and writes this, God corrects all of his children. And if he doesn't correct you, then you don't really belong to him. If you never experienced God's discipline, correction, then maybe it's a sign that you really don't know God. You're religious, but you're really not one of his kids. He says, God corrects us for our own good. Now, if you're a parent here today, you know that. It's not that you love to correct your kids. I hate it. It's something that I don't like to do. But I love them enough, and I care about them enough, that I do it anyways, even though it's not that enjoyable for me. And so we have to understand this about God. It says that God corrects us for our own good because he wants us to be what? Holy, as he is. And that word holy is complete, not lacking anything. David writes it like this, and boy, have I ever been there. Maybe you've been there. It was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. I have things in my life I wouldn't trade for anything. I wouldn't want to go through them again. They were painful. But you know what? They got my attention. They redirected my life. They corrected me. They showed my true colors. And it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. No doubt you have a story like that. And I'm thankful that God's done that, because you know what? I probably wouldn't be standing here today if he wouldn't have corrected some of my ways. I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't have the relationship that I have with my kids. But God loves me and he wants the best for me. And so many times he gets my attention through problems. And so here's the question for us. What am I doing right now that God needs to correct? You got a problem, you got an issue in your life. God's trying to get your attention. And really, he wants to correct you. What is it? Ask him, he'll tell you. He'll let you know. And so God uses problems to direct me, inspect me, correct me, and protect me. Wow, this is so good, okay? Are you getting this? See, we have to understand this. If you don't understand how God views problems, then I'll tell you about your life right now. You ready for it? You are one resentful, frustrated, angry, depressed person. Because you don't understand how God uses problems. And God will use problems to protect you from something you don't even know or understand. Watch this last clip here. We'll come back and talk about it, because it happens with Owen. You see Hoskins there? The security guy? He seemed to be enjoying that, didn't he? And there'll be people in your life, there'll be people in my life who are watching us and seeing the problems and the challenges that we're going through, and they kind of enjoy it, like Hoskins was. And yet God is really allowing it to happen to protect you and to protect me. Look at what the psalmist writes. He says, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will be with them in their problems. I will rescue and honor them. Wow. You might have somebody in your life who's looking on your life and you're dealing with this problem, and they seem to take pleasure in it, like Hoskins was. And yet Jesus wants to jump in the cage. And like Owen rescued that young boy, he wants to rescue you and honor you if we'll just cooperate with him. You see, the writer of Genesis puts it this way: you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Wow. So, Dwight, what are you trying to get at? There's going to be times in your life that you don't understand everything that's going on. And that's where trust has to come in. Of we have to be able to trust God, that he's using our problems for our good. The proverb writer puts it this way. He says, since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that happens along the way? Right? Because it very well could be that God's just protecting you. And you don't see it now, but when you look back, you're going to say, oh, God, thank you. And so here's the question that maybe we need to ask ourselves today, and it's this. How is this problem protecting me? Maybe from me. Good question. Let me give you this final one. God uses problems to perfect me. To perfect me. See, he wants me to be like his son, Jesus Christ. And I've got such a long ways to go. And so what happens is God allows things to touch my life, problems, to mold me and to shape me, if I will respond in the right way. You see, listen, your problem is not your problem. Your problem is how you are responding to your problems. That's your problem. And if we'll see it as God sees it, as a way of perfecting us, then you're on your way of being able to be perfected and to be able to become mature. Here's what Peter has to say. He says, after a while, or after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who calls you to share in his eternal glory in union with Christ, will himself perfect you and give you what? Firmness, strength, and a sure foundation. Anybody interested in that? Huh? Firmness, confidence, courageous, bold, a sure foundation. Paul, another one of the disciples, not the 12, but a learner. He says this, we can rejoice when we run into problems. Why? Because I understand how God uses those problems in my life. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for they help us to learn to be patient. Y'all okay? And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us to trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and our faith are strong and steady. Let me give you another question as we wrap up. Here's the question that I have for us. How is God using your problem to make you more like Jesus? To make you more patient, more understanding, more kind, more trusting? You see, listen. God uses our problems to direct us and inspect us and correct us. And to protect us and to perfect us. And so we have to come back to Solomon's words. And here's what he says. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit or acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. He will lead you down the right path. What do you do when things go wrong? Wildly wrong. And you feel like you're being chased down. You look to God. Say, God, what are you doing? What's happening? Teach me, show me, direct me, lead me, guide me. And when you'll do that, you know what will happen? He'll make your path straight. He'll make you strong. He'll make you courageous. Would you pray with me? How's God using problems in your life today? Or maybe I should say, how does God want to use your problems today in your life? Maybe he wants you to go in a new direction. Maybe it's to inspect you, to find out really who you are. You've been so concerned with your image, and God is so concerned with your integrity. Or maybe it's correction. Maybe he's using it to correct you, because if you continue down that path, it's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for your marriage or your family or your work. Or maybe it's to protect you that he sees something down the line. Maybe you can't see it right now. Or maybe it's just to perfect you, to make you more like his son, Jesus. I want to encourage you today to say yes to him. And so, Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you can be trusted. We realize that our problems are not our problem. Our problem is how we choose to respond to our problems. And it will determine whether we become bitter or whether we become better. And we want to choose better. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you want to talk to someone about a decision you've made or let us know how God's moving through this series, visit newpoint.org/contact. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week on social media, download our app, or subscribe to our weekly podcast through the App Store or Google Play. Thanks for listening to today's message, and we hope you continue to realize and reach your full potential in Jesus Christ.